One of the things I loved of watching the last debate is I just thought, okay, all of these people, or almost all of these people who were speaking, I would feel really excited to vote for them. And so can we talk about that?
Yeah. No, look, all that matters is that we win. I hate to be so, you know, sort of simplistic about it. We have to nominate the best. Well, thank you. I just feel so strongly that, look, I just want to say a little bit more about this, because it's hard to know who's going to be the best candidate to beat this president, assuming this president is still running. I mean, this is a really complicated political environment. And so we have a number of very able, very admirable candidates who are vying for the nomination. But at the end of the day, there are a lot of forecasters who are saying, look, if the economy stays in good shape and he's not impeached, or he's impeached but not convicted, it's going to be very, very hard because of all the advantages he will have on the stuff we were just talking about, like suppression and everything else. So I just want to see who can get the Electoral College, because it won't do us any good to win the popular vote again, which I think actually a number of our candidates could win the popular vote. But at the end of the day, as I know better than anybody, and as Al Gore knows, that is not the game. You got to win the electoral vote. So right now, let's just support our candidates. Let's have good debates. Let's see who emerges. And we have to vet them, because believe me, they make up stuff about you. And you've got to be in a position where the public and the press don't fall for that again. So we need to vet our candidates by, pushing them hard. That's part of the process. So we see how people withstand what will be a brutal attack on them from the right and the Russians and all their allies. So that's what we should be looking for.
And then we get rid of the Electoral College.